This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This one is toxic and fascinating and everything you'd want to know.
You said a lot of things that hit a lot of chords, and I think we're going to get triggered if we aren't already.
The person who sent this in to us, you can always email these in, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. Surprisingly, we've been getting a lot on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
This one came in on Facebook, and she wrote in all caps at the top, "You're going to want to put this on the air. It's juicy."
We'll decide that.
In all caps.
We'll decide that. Thank you very much.
Listen to this. She said, "I'd like to be anonymous, even though this story is very specific, and I'm sure those who know will know who I am. Anyways, ... Back in December, myself, my husband, mom, and younger brother went to my older brother's house for a Christmas get-together in the morning. It was a Saturday, pretty chill. My husband asked my brother if we could go say hi to their kitty downstairs. Yeah. We are huge cat lovers and always love to say hi to their cats. All three of us, my husband, and my brother, who was 19 at the time, so all adults,
okay. Go
downstairs. The cat started to run around, going under the couches while we were trying to get him to come closer to us. He went under a reclining couch, and we opened the recliner and found him sitting on the carpet underneath.
Mm.
He hissed at us, and we decided he wanted to be left alone.
Oh, he was done playing.
So we left the recliner up so he could freely leave from under the couch.
Y'all gave him the cat crazes, and then y'all ticked him off. Got it.
She says, "We went upstairs to tell my older brother, 'Hey, your cat hissed at us.' He thought it was weird and unlike him to do, but didn't go check on the cat." Mm. An hour later, we're all on our way to Appleton to see the other side of the family for Christmas. We get home around 7:30, get a call from my sister-in-law crying, saying their precious cat's tail was stuck in the recliner.
Oh.
We rushed over to their house to help, but they were already on the way to the emergency vet. When we got there, they get him out of the recliner, but his tail was still wrapped around a part of the mechanism.
Mm.
We so wanted to be there for them during this time, but things changed very quickly.
Mm.
My brother calls and asks me to relay everything that happened in the basement. I did. And then my sister-in-law got on the phone, proceeded to berate us, screaming that we did this to her cat.
They were feeling it.
We did not. The cat's tail was amputated that night.
I knew it. Oh,
unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
After an entire day of harassment from my brother, his wife, police questioning us.
Oh, God.
They asked us to provide our homeowner's insurance
so
they could file a claim. Our insurance said this isn't something they would cover. Plus, it didn't just happen at our house.
Mm.
So then they sent us all a certified mail letter stating they were seeking compensation. $6,500 for a combination of vet bills, damage to their couch, and pain and suffering.
Damage to their couch.
What?
Pain and
suffering.
Okay, hold on. Now, listen, you know we've gone through a cat amputation ourselves,
mm-hmm.
right? It was self-inflicted, unfortunately, but bruh.
So was this.
It's expensive. It's expensive.
Well, she's not done writing, DZ. She said they expected the three of us, meaning her husband, and her little brother, or maybe her mom, whatever, expected the three of us to figure out a way to pay them in full within 21 days. We did not. They also said if we failed to respond, they would pursue animal cruelty charges. What?
All right.
And take us to court. We didn't respond at all. A few days later, they sent a long message stating they never want to hear from us again. And don't worry about paying anything. We're done with you indefinitely.
Oh, the relationship and familyship is over.
We haven't spoken since. They also have given my mom the cold shoulder for months now and won't respond to her. Are we the jerks for not paying them for the compensation they asked for? What?
Oh, man.
Anonymous. Wow.
Kitty Cat Christine?
I mean, fine. Kitty Cat Christine?
I don't even know, man. Oh, this one's tough.
No, it's not. I think the family's out of their mind.
I don't think
they owed them any money. I think it was an accident. I think that it sucks that something you did cost your family $6,000. But we all know the intent was, which is what we think about with Am I the Jerk and the moral dilemma a lot of the time is the intent, right? And the intent was not. They went down to play with the cat.
Right, but hear me out. They're cat lovers. They know cats get the cat crazies. They should have been able to recognize something was going on with that cat as a kitten, right? Most kittens don't really hiss like that. Like the most kitten, like, it, and it's not, I don't know if it's
general knowledge.
If a cat's hissing at you, there's a very valid reason for it, unless they're just old and senile.
You know, I'm a dog girl.
I feel you. But no, that cat hissing should have been like, I just get indicator number one to bust out a flashlight. Look, the cat's already underneath. If you gave the cat the zoomies, because cats get the zoomies
too.
A cool, cute kitten can get the cat zoomies.
What's like a zoomies? Dog, like where you're dizzy?
Like the dog? No, the dog zoomies where you just run around all crazy.
They got energy. Yeah.
They got that. Yeah. If you charge the battery up and get them going, they're going to start running around over the furniture, under the furniture, through the furniture. Check on that cat. You went upstairs, and I get it is partially on the owner's fault too, because y'all told the owner.
Yeah.
Said, hey,
something's wrong. The cat's hissing.
And they said, that's weird. And y'all did.
Dude, would you charge your sister $6,000 if she accidentally got your cat's tail stuck? Would you send her a bill?
That being said,
I
also wouldn't do that.
No, you would not. And you wouldn't call the police either. These people are out of their minds.
Yeah.
What are we missing?
I don't know what it is that we're missing, but we're missing the fact that clearly something happened between them two.
What are we missing?
That tore them apart as far as, like, somebody said something about the cat situation and the amputation that set somebody off. And I don't know if that's included in the message with Kitty Cat, you know,
Christine.
Yeah.
And now we also know why she said it's juicy and they would know exactly who it was if they heard this on the air, because this is a very specific story.
This is quite specific.
So, and to sum it up, she goes over to her brother's for Christmas, because this was a long one.
Mm-hmm.
She goes over to her brother's for Christmas with her husband, her mom, and her younger brother. They're all adults.
Mm-hmm.
The cat's tail gets stuck. They don't realize it when they're playing with the cat. Turns out had to get amputated. $6,000 later, the family's coming for them. And now the family's not talking. She wants to know if she's a jerk for not paying for the cat's amputated tail.
They don't even want
the $6,000. Not the jerk, and I'm dying on that hill.
Really?
Because I'm trying to go, okay, if I have a dog, and you cause, or cat, $6,000, but I know it was an accident.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm sending you a bill.
I mean, they just feel like it was their fault because they went down there and riled the cat up. I know that's what they're thinking. You went down there and riled my cat up. You lifted the recliner. You lifted the recliner, and arguably that's what's got the cat's tail stuck in the recliner itself. Had you not lifted it, had you just looked, had you not left it up, maybe the cat would have been okay.
So it was an accident, but they did it.
But they did it. The accident doesn't absolve fault.
You think they should have paid for this?
Accident doesn't absolve fault.
True. True. You sound like a lawyer. Look at you.
I've been brushing up.
414. No, you haven't. What, Law and Order?
Yep. Bum, bum.
That's like me. I'm basically a doctor from Grey's Anatomy at this point.
Same.
I mean, look out, everybody.
Same. Dr. Face. Lawyer DZ.
414-533-1037. Is she the jerk for not paying for the cat's amputated tail? I am reading all of the texts, you guys. Somebody said, you're not missing anything. The sister-in-law just needs someone to blame. Cassie from Sheboygan texted in and said, I had to get our dog's tail amputated. It didn't cost $6K, so that's sus.
They're suing for more than that. It's pain and suffering, remember.
Don't forget that. Right. I forgot about the pain and suffering. That's a good $1,000 to $2,000, probably.
I was going to say four.
Somebody said, we have a hissuation.
I can't stand y'all, bruh. Can we just go to the call?
Yes, we'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, who texted in jerk? The eggnog made them get reckless. Knock it off. It was morning. On Christmas, though, maybe they were drunk.
They said what they said.
True. Sarah and Kenosha said, not the jerk. I wouldn't offer to pay that either. Also, Judge Judy would throw this case right out of her courtroom.
Dog, my moral standing would make me offer. Like, hey, can we help cover, pay some of the costs? Because I'd feel bad, bro. I genuinely feel like I made that happen.
Yeah, they didn't offer. So if you missed it for Am I the Jerk?
Yeah, they did, though.
They didn't offer. Wait, what?
You're just making me laugh. I'm sorry.
They did not offer to pay any money. And because they want to know if they're the jerk for not paying for the cat's amputated tail.
This is a hissuation.
This is a hissuation. Let's go to Chris in Greenfield. Let's go straight to the callers. Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. What up?
What's going on, man?
Talk to us.
I say not the jerk. DZ says jerk. Which way are you going, Chris?
I'm saying she's not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Reasons, man. Talk to us.
Well, I think it was both of you that actually said it. There was no ill intent. If the intention was to go down and cause harm to the cat, understandable. But that clearly was not the case. There might have been some misunderstanding on the cat's reaction. I don't know. I just assumed that the cat would give a bit more of a dramatic reaction than just hissing if it was to get its tail caught.
It's a kitten.
Well, and some people are saying total. Wait, what?
He started an argument with whoever's in the car with him.
Oh, great. Everybody's arguing over this one today. Lovely. Tanya in Kenosha texted in, and she said, jerk. You should have offered to help with the bill. The owner is a jerk, too, though. Fair. Who doesn't check on their cat?
Yeah, they did just dip. That is fair. They did.
I didn't know that the cat hissing is... I don't like cats, so...
It's a weird sign. Obviously, if you're greeting a cat... Go ahead.
See, just if the cat just simply hissed, clearly they didn't understand... Like, they did not catch the fact that the cat's tail was caught. Mm-hmm. They told the brother. The brother clearly knew it was a not normal reaction to his cat, and he even brushed it off. Mm-hmm. So, like, to both parties, there was nothing that seemed that serious.
Y'all better give us that cat. Y'all are all neglecting that cat.
I don't know. Somebody wrote in and said that you would pay for a car accident, though. Yeah, but you would have insurance, usually, and that would, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, people get pet insurance. It's just normally not the people that don't have pets. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I hear you, though, Chris.
In that case, I guess, offer. If you really feel like it, that might settle things out. Just the common courtesy of offering, even if that wasn't your intention to, you know, cause that incident. I guess just the simple offer to, if not paying the amount, I feel would have been suffice.
But they didn't, though.
No, they didn't. And Chris, guess what? Here we are talking about a cat that's tail's been amputated, a family that's torn apart, and somebody texted in and said, Chris sounds hot.
Chris, you better tell him who's next to you, man.
No, I got the wife. Sorry.
Exactly.
Hold your text back. Chris is married.
Peace. All right. I got you, Carl. I got you, dog.
Go ahead. Enjoy your day. Bye, guys.
Later, y'all.
Literally, a cat's tail's gone. Somebody's like, Chris sounds hot.
Like, wait, can we get back to
What's
the tail,
wrong
please?
With you guys?
Stop chasing the tail, okay? We're talking about a cat's tail.
Seriously. Danielle in Mayville texted in. You can text or call 414-533-1037. We're probably not going to get to your call, but we will see your text. It says, Danielle in Mayville said, I say not the jerk, and the fact that they're cutting off the mom who didn't do anything just shows the character of these people. They will regret the family time they miss out on due to their stubbornness.
Some people are so happy. We know this, right?
Oh, God,
you know,
yeah.
Like, it's the quick and the easy and the immediate go-to.
Well, that's why we're not allowed to do anything for April Fool's Day, because our legal department is like...
Oh, that's why?
It's all legal stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's so happy.
I'm not pranking nobody office. Yeah, of course not. Nope.
Seriously, go to Ebony, our girl in Milwaukee. She's got her own theme song from calling 5 days in a row. Ebony! Where's she? Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Ebony!
Yeah.
There she is.
Had to let the song rock for a little bit.
Yeah. Hustling. Anyway.
Morning, fam.
All right. Jerk or not the jerk for not paying for the family's cat's tail that got amputated after you lifted up the recliner and got the cat stuck.
Okay. So, look, I handle everything real player, real smooth. And I feel like when it comes to family, when you start blurring the lines between family and making serious accusations and law and getting the law involved, it's like, I mean, you got to really pick and choose. And I feel like that wasn't a sense to, you know, take legal action against against your family members, because it's like it wasn't malicious intent.
Right.
It wasn't like they came over and specifically pinpoint to get your tail.
Amen. And I don't like calling the cops on people I don't know, much less people I do know. Just, like I'm going to snitch on my own family? Come on.
Look, it's just messy, it'll take a minute for them to even come back around each other, just because it's like, how do you move on from, like, your own flesh and blood trying to sue you over a cat that you know you didn't want to harm?
Well, they're lucky the cat's alive, because think about, you could have a dead animal on your hands, and that would really destroy your family.
Exactly.
You actually have a cat that's alive. The issue is, who's going to pay the $6,000 for the amputated tail?
Well, and where is the $6,000 tag coming from? I need that broken down in dividends.
Yeah, too much.
Yeah, man,
tell
that kind of seems like
trying to play me.
Seems like they're like, oh, let's go price a brand new couch and add that on. You
and
know,
get a new cat.
It's a little too much for me.
Yeah,
they did say it was damage to the couch on top of pain and suffering or whatever.
But wait, you're saying jerk though, Ebony? You're saying jerk?
Yeah, that's
for
what
not
I'm
paying
saying,
for
they're
it.
They're a jerk. They're a jerk. They don't need to be suing them and pursuing for
she's saying not
grand.
The jerk. You're saying
no,
not the jerk.
I was going to say, you got to flip. I think you're saying not the jerk for not paying then. There's the,
cause, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not the jerk. My bad, yo. I'm not the jerk, because why would you pay a $6,000 bill for a cat that you didn't mean to hurt?
Again.
Did you see me looking confused? I was like, wait.
To figure that out. But we're on the same page now.
Page. We hear
so
you
and Chris agree, not the jerk for not paying for the bill.
Not
the
jerk.
Thank you. You know what? Have a great day, Ebony. We love you.
Bye, fam. Much love.
Aww.
She says chef's kiss. Mwah.
I could talk to her all day, but we can't. Okay, let's go to Jenny then in Racine. Or Jennifer, not Jenny. It's Jennifer.
Put some respect on her name.
Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Hi. It's okay. You can call me whatever you want. I'm just excited to be here.
She said I'm here for the vibes,
y'all. She listens and she's never gotten through.
Well, you through the day, Jennifer.
It's
good morning.
It's been a long time. I've been calling since you did the show with someone out.
I don't remember that.
Me neither.
I was with somebody else.
Yeah. Huh? Who else was in here, Allie?
All right, fine, DZ. I admit it. I've been on other shows before you, DZ. I admit it.
There was other guys before me?
There were lots of guys before you. In fact, there was two at a time at one point.
All right. I'm out. You win.
I've been calling since you did Riggs and Allie. I'm glad you came up, girl.
Jennifer,
nah, you a G, Jennifer.
I'm glad you came up, girl. Jennifer, I'm so glad you got through finally, and it's nice to talk to you. Which way are you going? Is she the jerk for not paying the cat's amputated tail bill?
I feel like yes. That she is the jerk. Because I wouldn't say that she should pay the whole $6,000, but at least offer to pay half. I mean, you just gave us like a little bit of the story, but you never know their financial situation. A lot of people take their pets very serious, as they should. They're a part of the family.
And that's what
I'm
saying.
They're not going to just let their cat die. Of course, they're going to pay what they got to pay to save their cat's life.
Same.
But you don't know if they have that money.
Yep.
So she's saying jerk because you didn't even offer to chip in.
And it was partly your fault.
I feel like that's why they went so far as to like sue them. Maybe they really needed that money. And it seems like they asked them for it before they went that far.
Yep, yep.
And they just acted like it was nothing. So
if you don't want to be serious, I'm going to do this. Boom. Accident doesn't absolve fault. Boom.
No, but it's such a weird spot, though, when it's somebody else's responsibility.
But the cat.
I wouldn't do it.
Like, at least half.
Ugh, that's still three bands, dog. Yikes.
I mean, I know it's still three bands, but they're paying six. What?
She did just stop the no-no, though. It was about to be a sweep, and she said, nah, that's jerky behavior.
All right. So it's not a clean sweep today.
Nope.
But it is. Not the jerk. All right, Jennifer, you got in.
You got in. We got to get you in more. You solid. You're solid, Jennifer. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Call again.
Aw, I love that when somebody who's been listening for years gets in for the first time.
Finally. So fun.
So there we go. Not the jerk. Wow.
I mean, okay.
Didn't see it going that way?
No, just we have personal experience with this. Granted, there was no other parties involved.
Mm-hmm.
We, like Jennifer was saying, we're going to pay what we got to pay to save this cat's life.
Yeah.
And it is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know their situation, right?
You're just looking for somebody to blame.
It's not that it's somebody to blame. It is partly their fault. You don't go down there at all. You just see the cat and don't rile it up.
Mm-hmm.
We're okay. The cat's probably not going to get stuck under the recliner. But you went down there, jazzed them up, got him stuck, and then we all dipped. We're all at fault, right? We're all jerks here. The cat's the one that's suffering the most.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Anyway.
Poor girl.
Poor girl. This situation is wild.
I'm over here just holding my money like, nope, not giving it. Nope. No thanks. Not the jerk.